Welcome to another game of Kingmaker. I'm Wolf the DM, and joining me today is...
I'm Wilmer, our Dragonborn Barbarian.
I am Mike Velados. I am the Human Fighter.
I am Marcel, the Human Sorcerer.
Ian, playing as Cher Mayon, the Half-Elf Bard.
I'm Brennan. I'm back after like multiple weeks. I'm playing the Wood Elf Rogue.
All right. So where we left off, Marcel, you are tied to a chair and the Feast Trainer wants to know your story.
Why is it so important to know about me? I mean...
Regaining your memories can be a dangerous thing in this world of Kingmaker.
Well, my story happens to be about a girl. And her asshole family. And my seeking vengeance upon these assholes for killing not only my beloved, but my family, my friends, every one of them dead. So, unless you're one of those assholes, one of the Stark fuckheads, then fine.
Roll me a persuasion.
Modify 20.
He stands up and cuts your bindings.
I grab my wrist, you know, after getting, being, I don't know how long I've been bound for, so I'm just gonna, you know, grip my wrist a bit, you know, feeling for, you know.
He walks, so you're in a kind of a circular room. It's kind of like a drainage system, but it's got a stairway that spirals all the way down. And then at the base of that door, there's a base of the stairs, there's a door. And it looks like this place is like a maintenance shaft to get to the draining. Thief Trainer goes to the door, opens it up, and pulls out your bag of equipment and everything.
Thanks. And I take my stuff back. Also, can I loot the corpses?
Sure.
All right.
Well, this doesn't seem like an insult to injury.
Hey, these guys kidnapped me, so hey, here's some of my stuff now.
Well, yeah, but I guess that is karma.
So what did I get?
Oh wow.
Gets
okay.
A dead rat.
No, he gets 2,200 copper pieces, 500 silver pieces, and 60 gold pieces.
Wait, how many, besides the copper, how many?
500
ones?
Silver.
Okay.
60 gold. And a rotten bit of squirrel meat.
There it is.
Okay.
So when you come up to the door, by the way, too, you see all these, like, they're collars. And these corpses that you loot are also wearing these collars.
Hmm. Slaves, I'm guessing. Interesting. Interesting.
That, or they're into some really kinky stuff.
The Thief Trainer eyes you and goes, so you notice?
Yep.
They're collars of submission. They control whoever has them. Come on, let's go. He starts running up the stairs.
Following.
You get to the top of the stairs, and there's a grate. He pops it open. You guys come out. You're inside the city, but something's very, very different now. The city's completely in ruins, stripped of its gold plating and everything. The only thing that's standing is the castle, and there's giant holes through it.
Hmm.
And with that, we go back to the other group. All right, so you guys, have just agreed you guys are still in the banquet hall, and you guys have just agreed to do the fighting competition. A portal actually opens up in front of you guys, and a elf falls through the portal, dropped unceremoniously onto the table. You recognize him, but he looks a lot different, and he's a different class.
Wait, so who's this?
What happened to you?
Where have I don't you been? Know. I look like this now. I wasn't this before. I'm an elf. I have brown hair now. I got scars and a beard. I don't know what's going on. I don't like it, though. It's weird.
Well, I guess get off the table, then. I pick him up, and I just set him down right next to me. I'll like, start dusting him off. Are you okay? Like,
there is I'm a fine. Bunch of, like, cheese and bread and, like, barbecue sauce on him.
Is it all on my cloak? Because I wear a cloak over all of my clothes.
Yeah, it's all on your clothes and everything.
I just take my cloak off and just start shaking it out like a rug.
Like, are you okay and everything? Like, what happened?
Yes, but I swear to God, if you pick me up again, I'm gonna shove a dagger through your toenails.
I'm gonna tell the nearby courtiers a joke to try and smooth over this mess.
Yeah, everyone is now looking at you guys completely bewildered.
I still have not looked around at my surroundings, and I'm just shaking my cloak out, trying to get all the food off of it.
So, Ian, give me a charisma performance check.
Okay, coming up. Going to skills. 19.
Whatever you say. But makes everyone bust a gut.
I'll take it.
Like they are laughing so hard. The king and the queen, they're clapping their hands. Like you've tickled their funny bones. After everyone has regained their senses, you guys are then ushered out of the throne room / banquet hall, and you guys are taken down a winding staircase around into the castle's basement, and then down a long corridor.
Wait, where are we?
You're in a castle.
Exactly. I'm asking the other party members, because I don't know what's going on. I just popped out of a portal.
It's called a Golden Sun?
It's Sun City.
Oh, right. Apparently you're in a castle called Sun City.
And why are we here, exactly?
Hold on. First of all, last time we saw you, you were on the back of a wolf, and we were at Wolfa's dormitory.
Yeah, where, I then remember, that wolf kind of, like, sunk into the floor with me on top of it. I fell asleep and then I woke up and Wolfa was like, hey, I don't like the way you look. I don't think she liked ASMRs very much. Or me. Because now I look like this.
Huh.
And now, I mean, I don't feel my connection to Talos anymore. Now I just feel like stabbing stuff. And being real sneaky-like right now. I don't know why. But, let's see how this goes. But what did I miss?
It just proves what I always say. Stay as far away from gods as possible.
Hey. Talos stays a good god. I don't know about Wolf.
Narmo and Rita just start cracking up at this as you guys walk.
Hell are you?
Okay. Hold on. Before you freak out. Okay. This one right here, you know, this half-elf boy? This guy? Or like, yeah. That's the boy that we saved. And then this one over here, the cutie, the other one on my, you know, on my left, you know, the one in the full plate armor. Yeah, you know. Yeah, that's Rita. She's hot.
You fucked her, didn't you?
Narmo pulls back his hood, revealing his full elf and the wolf insignia on his forehead. Rita removes her glove, showing her wolf insignia on her left hand.
Yeah, you should get those ticked out. That doesn't look right.
Wolfie, am I with a party now, or where am I?
No, you are in the city, which is completely destroyed for some strange reason.
Okay, thank you.
Anyways,
what you missed is, We went on a journey, and now we got locked in an island. You know, we destroyed a drow prison, something. Yeah, so that happened. That was great. That was fun. Yeah, and then you know we blew it up. It was amazing. It was kaboom. It was beautiful, amazing. And now we're here. We're here in Sun City. And we're now at the castle of the king and the queen. And yeah, we just joined a tournament.
To do what exactly?
Normal pipes up and goes, there's a ship to win.
That's why.
Is this like going to be a team or single person tournament?
Team.
Good.
You guys come down to this long hallway. You guys have explained all this. You guys walk out. You're now in a giant arena that has clearly been built under this castle. It took you guys a while to walk here. Like the whole story, you've been able to tell Brennan's character the whole story.
This seems a little shady. A little, like, underground fight clubby. Are we sure this is safe?
Listen, we just need the ship. We need the ship, okay? We got it. The ship is our priority. It doesn't matter. Anything else.
So, above, you actually see on a bridge of light the king and queen walking to this, like, in the exact hovering above center, like a magnetic stone that's just hovering there that they watch from. Then there is a floating disc above that's kind of like in between that and flies above the ring, and there's a female Tabix on there.
For those of us who haven't read the latest expansion race guide, what is a Tabix?
Cat kitty girl.
Cat person. And I think it's pronounced Tabaxi, I think that's the way it's
Tabaxi.
Spelled.
Okay. I don't.
You can say it either way, but I think it's Tabaxi. That's the way I've heard
it's Tabaxi.
Tabaxi. Okay, Tabaxi. It's a...
I think what Rita and Norma also forgot to mention is that one of us seemed to have gone missing, apparently.
The thief trainers went to go get him.
Yeah, Malkior's with the thief trainers, right? Or...
Yeah. He's with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So,
I mean,
yeah,
I don't remember any of you except the Dragonborn because I know I dislike him.
All right. Anyways, the Tabaxi. Hey there, all you crazy kitten, citizens of Suncoast.
What the fuck?
We have a tournament this weekend, 6 bouts, and we're lucky to have the Kingmakers of the Wolf with us. And against them is Suncoast champions, the Sunbreakers.
This is where I start to walk away.
The gate closes behind you guys.
Son of a bitch.
are people staring at us?
The whole stadium is full of people.
And, like, this is a tournament, right? Can I try and get people hyped up by, like, doing acrobatic shit?
Roll me a performance acrobatics check.
So either or?
Critical fail. Whichever critical one fail. Is critical higher fail. For you.
Critical fail. Critical fail.
That is a 23 acrobatics.
People cheer.
Yeah.
From the other side of the ring, 5 human fighters, 3 rogue dragonborns, and 2 wood elf druids enter the field. Everyone roll up for initiative.
All right. 5.
16.
12 for me.
Mike, what did you get?
16.
16, okay.
So is the goal to defeat the opponents, or is it a fight to the death until...
It's the goal is to defeat the opponents.
Can we kill them?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Well, but do we want to?
That's the thing. We probably don't we don't need to, so what's the point?
If one of them dies, it's just a happy little accident. It's perfectly fine.
So, Rita goes first. And she's going to pick up her brother, and she's going to chuck him at the wood elves.
Huh.
Wait, did that just happen?
She picks him up and throws him like a football.
This is why I like that girl.
And he lands right behind the wood elves.
Are we sure we should be throwing the king right into danger? That seems like a bad idea.
Well, she's also
I know
one of the other candidates.
I'm looking so very disapprovingly at her.
And now it's his turn.
If you didn't realize, she just threw her brother.
I know. I don't think it was a good idea.
So he crit. Well, a wood elf dies and becomes little julienne slices. Now it is Brennan's turn.
How far away is the closest enemy?
30 feet.
30 feet, okay. How far away are the wood elves?
They're 10 feet behind them.
Okay, I'm going to use my cunning action and bonus action dash. And I have a normal walking speed of 35, so I should get to them, right?
Okay. So you're going to try and kill the other wood elf?
Yeah, and then I'm going to stab it with a rapier.
Okay.
That is 13.
That hits.
Cool, and then I get sneak attack on this because he's within 5 feet of them too, right?
Yes.
Cool. That is 17 damage.
You skewered. You skewered him. And they turn around and they can clearly see you now. They're still up, but you've punctured some pretty deep wounds into that person.
Okay, and then I should still have like 25 feet of movement left because I was dashing and my movement's 35, but I don't know if I want to run away or not. Do these guys look like they have melee weapons on them or just like bows?
Well, they're druids.
Oh, druids. I thought, okay.
Yeah.
I'll stay where I am then. And that's my turn.
Okay. Next in the lineup is Mike.
Okay, here it goes. Action surge.
So, who are you targeting?
What are the opponents again? Are there two wood elves?
Well, there's one wood elf. There's humans, which are in between you and the wood elves at 30 feet. And then there are dragonborn or rangers.
I think I might target one of the dragonborn rangers.
Okay, do you have 40 feet of movement?
No, I've got 30, but I said I was going to activate action surge.
Ah, okay. Got it. Yeah, you can reach them.
Okay, I'm going to use my sword to attack one of the Dragonborn Ranger that I'm going for.
Okay.
16.
That's a hit.
4.
All right, you do 4 damage to him. He kind of reels back from the pain, but other than that, not
wait, does
much
action surge let me do a bonus action?
No, it's only an action.
Yeah. All right. Next, it's Ian's turn.
Okay. I think I'm going to. Is there a druid within 60 feet of me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to try and go for some preemptive action here. And I'll take my loot and I'll go ping on a harmonic and I will create a loud ringing noise that sends lightning damage at one of them. And they need to... I've been wrong about this one before. I need everybody within a 10-foot radius of that druid to make a constitution saving throw.
It's just Narmo, the druid, and Brendan. Yep.
Oops, I hadn't figured on
natural Narmo. 20! Damn it, I wasted my natural 20!
Narmo is out of the way. The druid fails.
Okay, cool. That means 3 die 8 damage for that there druid. One sec. Okay, that druid takes 14 thunder damage.
He smokes and just falls dead.
Okay. Cool. And then you still need my die 20 roll for sanity, right?
Yep.
An even 10.
You lose 14 sanity.
Okay, copy that.
All right, so both wood elf druids, they're dead. Now...
Who else is there?
It is...
Oh, okay. I'm
the
like...
Dragonborn's turns. So, not you. There's 3 Dragonborns, and... There's 3 rogue Dragonborns. So, one of them... which you're engaging, Mike, is going to attack you. What's your armor class?
19.
He swings and misses completely over your head. The other two, one's going to go after Narmo. And he lops off his own foot. So he's lying on the ground bleeding.
Is this a dragon?
And then... Yeah, yeah. He's a Dragonborn bro. He just lopped off his own foot because he critical failed. Trying to attack Narmo. This one is going to go after you, Brennan. What's your armor class?
15.
Well, he rolled a 2, so he misses as well. So one's lying on the ground bleeding to death. I'm pretty sure he's out of the fight.
Wait, which one did I injure?
The one that swung at you.
Ah, okay.
All right, and now it's Wilmer's turn.
So how many enemies are on the field?
3 Dragonborn, 1 lying on the ground, bleeding.
Is it just the Dragonborn that are left?
No, there's 5 humans that are still left. Human warriors, fighters.
Hmm.
And they are between you and them, and then there's one that's standing next to Mike's character, which is like 45 feet away from you, and then there's 2 that are about around 50 feet from you, somewhere between 45 and 50 feet.
And then where are the humans?
Then there's 30 feet in front of you are 5 human fighters who are very disheartened right now because of their healers being dead.
Hmm. That's nice. All right. Okay.
That was the point.
So, okay. Can I just walk straight up to these humans?
Yeah.
Or like...
They're 30 feet from you.
Okay. And how close are they together?
I mean, if you were to use your breath weapon, in theory, you could get 4 out of 5.
That sounds pretty good. All right. 4 out of 5. All right. Yeah, okay. First, so I'm going to walk up to them. Next, I'm going to bonus action and rage.
Mm-hmm. Word of advice, never piss off a barbarian.
And, third, I'm going to use my breath weapon.
They all need to make a dexterity save, yes?
Mm-hmm. It's 14.
What's that DC?
14, bro.
None of them make it.
None of them make it?
No, okay. None of them make it.
So it's 2d6.
One got a 13.
Okay. Creature takes 2d6 damage on a failed save. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, that's 12. A beautiful, beautiful 12. And I'm loving it and bathing in it.
They are shivering and that they their skin is starting to crack from the cold.
Ooh, nice. And thankfully, I am raged.
Oh, wait. Are you an ice or?
I'm an acid. So they just took,
class.
They just took acid like straight forward.
Oh, okay. So they're acid is eating their skin. I thought that you did cold damage for some oddball reason. So instead, their flesh is starting to burn and they are smoking from this acid burn. Like they're not in a good place, but they're still up and ready to fight.
That's nice. All right.
Now it's their turn.
Fine with me. Hit me.
Guess who they're going after?
Hit me!
What is your AC?
17.
So they're using their long swords, so they also get a multiple attack, by the way.
Okay. If I go down, it was worth it. Oh, I love it.
4, 1, 2, 3. You probably won't go down. 24.
All right. Not down yet. Not down yet.
Yeah. Their second attack all miss.
Okay.
So now we are at top of the order. Rita is going first again. She charges up next to you and gets to the one on your back. She's just gonna.
Who is she next to?
Wilmer. And she's going to. All right. She takes out her sword and she just skewers this guy through and through. let me make sure of this, but believe. I just want to make sure. Okay. You lost 24 health points, right?
Yes.
She lays her hands on you and recover 24. All that you lost.
Okay.
Next, it's Narmo's turn. He's going to move over and flank with Mike's character with his swords. Fine. He hits with both of those. This guy is going to have a bad day. So Narmo just comes up behind him, taking his two swords, and Anakin Skywalker scissor cuts his head off.
So this was the Dragon Ball I was fighting, right?
Yeah. Brendan, it's now your turn.
Yeah, I still have the Wood Elf in front
Things
of me,
are
right?
coming to a head.
No, the Wood Elf is dead.
What? How?
Ian's character hit it with a lightning.
Oh yeah,
strike.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So there's the dragonborn trying to kill me, right?
Yeah.
Is anyone next to him as well?
There's no one next to him at this point.
I'm gonna bonus action disengage from him.
Okay.
And then move 35 feet towards the humans. I mean, like, move towards the humans and so I can flank them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stab one in the back with my rapier.
Okay. Roll attack.
That is a 14 to hit.
That misses. Okay, so you just kind of, you go, and it seems he realized you were there, and he sidesteps.
Okay, well, that's my turn.
Well, that's not good.
All right. Next in the lineup is Mike.
So are there still two Dragonborn?
There's one lying on the ground who's bleeding out, who is definitely going to die. He's out of the fight. but he's still there, and then there's four humans.
I think I'm going to focus on the humans.
Probably a good idea.
Unless that Dragonborn pulls a sneak attack.
He probably won't, considering he can't walk.
He'll just hobble around, don't worry. He can do it.
Okay, I'm inching my way towards the four human fighters with my shield at the ready.
Okay. You get up to them.
So I don't know how. Well, I'm going to use my shield to bash one of them in the face.
Okay, roll attack.
Okay. Oh, I think that failed. It was a...
Yeah, that missed. So you just... You go to hit him, and he ducks. Ian, it is now your turn.
Okay.
Oh, wait. If he uses his lightning bolt attack, some of us are in range.
I have other plans for this turn, Mike. Thank you. I'm going to just slip over to this fallen dragonborn warrior. And for the sake of loose ends, I'm going to club him with the pummel of my rapier, trying to knock him out.
Accidentally killed
him. Okay. Roll an attack.
Okay. One second. Okay, 26.
I'm not even going to have you roll attack damage. He's unconscious.
Cool. It would have been funny if you accidentally killed him.
All right, so there... This is why I don't have him rolling damage. Guy would just explode. All right. Ian. Wilmer, it's now your turn.
All right. And how many humans are there now?
Four.
Four of them. Okay.
That is scorched by your acid, right?
Yep.
Are there people behind the humans?
Yes.
Ah, you son of a bitch. I was gonna...
There's some party, man.
Okay. So, are the people behind the humans farther than 5 feet away?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would it be okay if I used my great axe and just swung in a circle, or would I hit someone that's friendly?
Roll me an intelligence check.
Son of a bitch, I knew you would say that. You already know my intelligence rolls are weak, Wolfie. You suck. God damn it. They're not weak this time. They're not weak this time because your bitch ass got a nat 20, motherfucker. Smart dragon boy.
Seems like a dad. Now minus two because Reed is behind you. No.
I'm lovestruck.
You foresee that you will not hit anybody.
All right. We will now proceed to swing and hit as many of them
aren't
as
possible. Aren't I standing right behind them, though?
Yeah, but you're too far. You're far.
Yes, you guys are, but you're too far. You're fine.
I will now proceed to...
But I was trying to stab one.
It's fine, Reddit. Stop questioning it. Don't... Stop. I will now proceed
to... I, as a DM, would never lie to you.
I'm going to try to hit as many as possible with my great axe in a swing.
All right, go ahead.
All right. First one. 15.
That misses.
All right. 18.
That hits.
All right. Roll damage for that one. 1d12 plus 6. 7.
You hit him, or you slice through his stomach slightly, but he's still up.
All right. There are two more?
Yep.
Okay. 19 on that one.
That's a hit.
12 for the hit for damage.
You get even more in the stomach, but that one's still up as well.
Okay. And that one's nat 20.
All right, roll your double damage.
Okay, 16.
You really get this last one good, but he's still up as well.
All right. Done. That was nice. That was fun.
These fighters must be stubborn, mofo.
They're troopers like that one drow in the castle who wouldn't go down whenever we try to hit it in session two.
That drow. I don't know what the frick happened with that.
Hand axe in the shoulder. He was like, you know, stabbed in the chest. He's just mortified. He's like bleeding out, but he's like, I'm gonna still win this.
Yeah. He thought he was Naruto or something. Alright. Next on that list is the human fighters again. And two of them are going to go for Rita now. They both miss. And two of them are now going to go for you, Wilmer. Ooh. Okay. Okay. They're desperate. 52 points of damage.
Jesus!
They both rolled a nat 20.
At least it's not more than half. It's not more than half my hit points, so we're all good. I may be down, but I'm not dead.
Okay. We're back at the top. It's Rita's turn. She's going to reach into your pack and pull out a health potion and pour it down your throat.
Huh.
So, how romantic.
You go from zero to whatever the health gives you.
Whatever the health it gives you.
Whatever you roll for it.
Okay, I'm rolling.
24 plus something, I forget.
I don't know what health potions do. I'm not paying attention to that much.
2d4 plus 2.
Yeah. Okay. And then she's going to stand up, and she's going to take her long sword and run the one that hit you through. Well, he's dead. She hits him with such force that he kind of just explodes. So there are now three up. It is now Narmo's turn. Narmo is going to do his... he's going to hide, come up behind one, and sneak attack it. It is the one that you missed, Wilmer. And he's dead. Yeah, he's dead. Long dead. He kind of dies. Don't even see what happened. Yeah, this is what happens.
Heart attack.
It's just like he looks like he's standing there fine holding his weapon, and then he falls over. And then Narmo appears.
The spirit of Melchior came up.
It's almost like Narmo wasn't the cause of it. It happened so fast, though. You can't tell. Brendan, it's now your turn.
Is there an uninjured fighter?
There are no uninjured fighters.
What's the least injured one?
The one you are right in front of.
I'm going to try to stab him again.
Okay.
That would be a 16.
That's you graze his armor and he avoids again.
Okay, and then I have my bonus action. I'm going to try and stab him with a dagger.
All right.
That is a 25.
That hits. Roll damage, sir.
And I get sneak attack on this one because I didn't use it yet. That is 7 damage.
He's very surprised that in his dodge, he's like, yes, I'm free. And then your dagger comes up and just gets him right in the gut. And he's like, oh. But he's still up as you pull it out. And he's not happy.
Okay, that's my turn.
Once again, flashback to drow.
Mike, it's now your turn.
I'm going to go for that one that Brendan injured and stab him through the heart.
Okay. Roll attack.
16.
That misses.
Wait, 16 misses?
Yep, 16 misses.
Oh yeah, because they got 17.
So your blade, he sees you coming and he kind of just avoids, and you just go wide from him. Now it is Ian's turn.
Okay, clearly this person that Brendan and Mike are facing has been alive too long. I'm just going to try and slip along the side of the engagement and try and get behind that person. And okay. Give him a gentle prod with my rapier.
Okay.
And this should be advantage because of sneak attack, right?
Yep.
Okay. First roll didn't really work very well. I'll take it, though. 14.
That misses.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you pop up, and he's got such good battle sense that he sees you, and he just kind of sidesteps, and it allows your rapier to hit his armor, and it just kind of bounces off. Now it's Wilmer's turn again.
How many are there?
Two.
Okay.
Yep.
Huh. Uh-huh.
Well, I did manage to stab one at the Dragonborn, at least.
Okay, so. Which one's closest to me?
They're both basically right next to you. You guys have become this large cluster fucking this.
Just a big clusterfuck. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going.
So, because there's so many of you against these guys, I'm giving you all advantage at this point.
Okay. So,
Wait, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a bonus action to speak the command that lights a flame, my flame tongue scimitar.
Okay.
And I am going to attack the one in front of me. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they don't make a save because it's a flamed. So okay. So we're going to attempt to attack. Okay. That's 19.
That hits.
Cool. Okay. And 1d6 plus 6. Okay. So that's 10 normal damage. And then flame damage is 2d6, 8 flame damage. So a total of 18.
So you slice into him. And at first he thinks he's going to be fine. And then he bursts into flames and just becomes a pile of ash in front of you.
Nice. That's nice. Okay. So that's one of them down. Okay, cool. That's in my turn.
All right. Now it's this last poor human's turn. the one who's been stabbed and skeered and everything else, he drops to his knees and goes, "I surrender."
Wait, can you actually surrender in this? Huh.
Isn't there still that one dragonborn rogue?
No.
Or did we kill
Ian
him?
Went over and poked him with his rapier.
He's now unconscious.
I pummeled him.
Or he didn't poke him. He hit him with the pommel, and he's unconscious. And
no, what wasn't at this wasn't point another one that I had been fighting and then I disengaged from.
Yes,
I don't think anyone got
him.
That one. Really?
Someone got him. Yeah,
I did.
I know because I've got them all marked out dead. Yeah.
Coolio.
I used my Eldritch Blast on him. Aha. Sure.
Except sadly, I don't think Melchior was at the fight.
I know, I'm kidding.
Wasn't. He's just being sarcastic. I think it was Norma who got him. Can't remember exactly. So the announcer, well, the pups made our Pharaoh's cats into dog food. The gates open, and please exit the way you came out. The next match is tomorrow.
Oh, okay. We got another match tomorrow.
I'm going to play a cheesy game show's tune on my lute and walk out.
Roll me a performance check.
Okay, hang on just one sec. As I get out of combat mode. Performance.
Do, 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 do.
I rolled
an 8. Keep it under 25 seconds.
It's an 8.
What is 8?
No one's really impressed.
Okay, while he's doing that, I'm going to do something similar, except I'm going to try and do, you know, like, I'm going to try and do, like, backflips, just continuous backflips out.
All right, roll me a performance check.
Performance or acrobatics? Or
acrobatics. Give me an acrobatics check.
21.
You backflip out. And with that, we're going to cut the recording.